Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. These are the words we recite both in Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech, in the last parsha of the year, and there's also words that we recite in the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuva. Return, O Israel, says Hosea, and in this week's parsha, Hashem says, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, that you will return to the Lord your God. Notice the expression, unto. You will return ad, until the Lord your God. In our Gemara in Yuma 86b, it doesn't say anything, but 86a, in the Ketav Yad London, in the London manuscript, and also in the Ein Yaakov edition, it says as follows. Rabbi Levi said, Gedola tshuva shemagaz akisi akavod. Tshuva is so great because it reaches all the way to the divine throne. As it says, return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no! Ad v'lo ad b'chla. It goes up to the divine throne, but it doesn't get all the way to the divine throne. What are they arguing about? What's going on? He says, you can approach the divine throne, but nobody gets to the divine throne. Maybe they're arguing about this question of, can a Baal Tshuva, a person who repents, can he reach the same level as someone who's always a tzaddik, always righteous? Rav Levi says, yes, you can reach that throne of glory. And Rav Yochanan says, no, you can get close, but if you have a stain on your record, you can't get all the way there. But they say, what do you mean? Rav Yochanan said that Tshuva is so important, it could even erase a negative commandment. You did something against God, you rebelled against God, and this could still undo that type of activity. So they say, well, it depends. For a community, you can get all the way to the divine throne. For an individual, you can get close, but not exactly. This idea of approaching but not actually achieving reminds me of the idea we learn in calculus, the idea that you can approach infinity, but sometimes the equation doesn't quite get to infinity. So too over here, we get toward the divine throne, but not 100%, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So we said that there might be a distinction between an individual and a community as to whether you could reach the divine throne. Also, Rav Kook would argue that it's a difference of me'ava mi'ira. Did you approach God and return to God out of fear? Maybe you can only get toward the throne. Or did you approach God out of love? You return to God from love. Rambam says, Tshuva mi'ava, that's where he quotes this Rav Levi, that it comes to the divine throne. The Sephorno says, well, how do we do it? How do we get close to the divine throne? So he says, well, it says in Pirkei Avos, Aseh Ritzono Kirtzonecha, make God's will your will. So you see, if you want to get to the divine throne, if you want yourself to be on sort of approaching God, so if you wanted all the things that God wanted, then you're there, right? Your will is exactly where He is. In your brain, what you really want in your heart is exactly what He wants. So maybe then you get to the divine throne. But if not, then you can't get there. The Or HaChaim takes a more classic approach. He says, you do the mitzvot. Shamata b'kolo, listening to the commandments. When we listen to God's commandments, it's similar. We listen to God's commandments, we're doing what God wants, so we can get to His throne. We can be, what's a throne? Throne is not God. Throne is what's beneath God. Throne is what God asks you to do, and you're walking on that threshold of where God wants you to be, what He wants you to do. It's a beautiful midrash that someone went up to the seven heavens, and it was on the seventh heaven that the angels were discussing the idea of teshuvah and repentance. But the Sfasema suggests something else, and it's very, very interesting. We know that Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov our forefather, he saw a sulam, a ladder that was mutzav arza, its feet were on the ground. Rosho magi ha-shamayim, the head of the ladder was up in the sky. And rabbis say that the angels were going up and down, and they said, wow, that's amazing. Yaakov down here is just like the Yaakov up there. Where's up there? On the divine throne, It was a picture of Yaakov. And it's the same as Yaakov down here. What does it mean on the divine throne? God could rest with the idyllic, platonic image of Jacob. And you know what? God was above Jacob's head right down here. Because the platonic Jacob and the real Jacob were the same thing. That's teshuva. Teshuva is to take the platonic Yaakov Moshe Ben Baruch, that's me, Joel Finkelstein, the platonic Joel Finkelstein, and make him look exactly like the earthly Joel Finkelstein. Then you can reach not perfection, but teshuva. Teshuva is something you go up and down in the ladder. You don't always make it all the way up to the divine throne, but you can get close. You can approach. That's our job. Can we even approach God this year? Are we even trying to make our will like God's will? That if He wanted me to do certain mitzvot, that's what I want to do. That my desires should be for the highest desires, the most beautiful and most lofty desires. That's the question. Can we make our will like God's will? Can we listen to His voice? Can we approach that ladder? Can we make it that the real me is the same as the ideal me? That's the question. And if we can reach that level, if we can even approach it, we'd be fulfilling the verse, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not perfect. You're not going to be exactly like the ideal self. But you know what? You could approach it. You could begin to attack it. You could begin to tackle it. You could begin to climb the ladder to get Ad. We should all at least be on the ladder, on the rung, on the ladder, on the path, on the journey toward the ideal self, toward the self with which whom God is happy to rest. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Lamed Congregation. You're in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for the discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. And thanks so much for Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.